This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest. Reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe. I get to choose which projects I work on. So I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, I'm Jen. Welcome to our beauty podcast.
We have one of the most famous designers here on the podcast today, a household name, Tory Burch. And I have to tell you, this interview just like it cracked me open. This was such a fantastic conversation. I don't know. I feel like we got to see a different side of Tory. You think you know Tory Burch. You think you know the flats. You think you know the bags. You think you know, you just think you know Tory. You don't know Tory. You don't know, Tory.
You know the brand. You don't know the person.
Yeah. You don't know the woman.
She seems like a fun hang. She'd be with
she's
the fam
awesome.
Under the bleachers at the gym.
she's so cool. She's so funny. She's so real. I just love talking to her and I think we just had a great chat and I learned actually a lot about entertaining for the holidays.
And that's right.
We had a great—
You're going to love it.
Yeah. And we talked about beauty, but we really just talked about fragrance and I don't know. It was a fun chat. It was a fun holiday hang. So—
It was. Yeah. Before we get into it, let me just give you a little bit of background in case you're not familiar with Tory Burch other than the flats and the bags and everything.
So Tori's a designer, an entrepreneur, and a philanthropist. She's also the creator of Essence of Dreams, a 5-fragrance collection that was designed to inspire wearers to achieve their dreams. That is sort of why she came into our world with beauty, because you know we love fragrance. But I want to get into the philanthropy for just a second so everybody knows this. She actually created her brand as a conduit to fund a foundation. That's the Tori Burch Foundation. So they empower women and women and entrepreneurs by providing access to capital, education, and digital resources. I'm saying this because I think our listeners can use this as a resource. 10,000 small businesses have created their business plan on ToriBurchFoundation.org. So that's something to think about if you're a small business owner or want to become one. They have really great resources to help women build their own businesses. And they've partnered with Bank of America to provide women entrepreneurs opportunity to access affordable loans. So yes, we're here to get into the festive spirit. We'll be talking about fragrance. We'll be talking about her life and things like that. But I want to share that with you because, that's a good resource for you all. It's ToriBurchFoundation.org.
So that's Tori. Tori, thanks for stopping by.
Tori, hi. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
We're good. We're feeling festive. How about you?
A little festive. Definitely feeling it.
We'll get into that too. We did want to talk about the holiday season, but before we do that, the reason you're here is you're in our world now. Welcome to the beauty sphere.
It's so fun getting into this world.
You just launched a collection of, it's 5 fragrances,
it
right?
It is, it's 5.
Tell us, what was the inspiration behind this fragrance collection?
You know, it's funny, when I started to think about fragrance, I started to think about kind of emotion and really sort of how do you bottle a feeling? And that was where the starting point was. And I started thinking of fragrance, obviously, so about nostalgia and memories and things like that. And then it really got me into thinking, like, what are some amazing memories? What are some amazing emotions? And how do I just pick one? It was really hard. So I thought, also, I was thinking that fragrance, similar to fashion, is about individualism and finding ways of making yourself unique and finding something that you can relate to, and that can be different on the day. So that kind of was the starting point of, like, how do you have a collection of beautiful scents that you could layer and sort of create into different scents as well as you go on. So when you said you love Cosmic Wood, I was going to ask you, do you ever try it with any of the others? And how do you feel about that as well?
It's my podcast, Tori. You're not allowed to ask the question. No, I haven't layered them, but you did hint at that there was memories involved. So I'm assuming this is your personal memories that went into each of these 5 fragrances.
It really was very personal.
Well, since I like Cosmic Wood, since we're there, what's the memory tied to that one?
You know, my father always wore vetiver, and I in turn wore vetiver, and I always was intrigued by the idea of wearing a fragrance that was meant for men, but I loved wearing it. My brothers wore it, and by Guerlain, it's an amazing fragrance. So it was always this, like, spicy, warm feeling, and that was where Cosmic Wood started. It was, I put sort of adjectives with each of the fragrance that would really sort of be the overall sort of idea, and Cosmic Wood was magic. So that was the beginning.
I love that.
Yeah.
What was your, like, mood board like? What was your mood board for that one?
It was pretty vibrant. It was, you know, different like sage, and there were spices. It wasn't traditionally feminine. It wasn't so sweet. It was also just like bursts of things, because it was this idea of magic and, like, change and evolution. It was kind of interesting because I think when I met with the perfumer, one of the comments was, wow, that's just not a typical board that I would see.
Oh, okay. And which one are you connecting with these days?
You know, I've always liked, I really liked Divine Moon, and it started with this flower in Antigua called Lady of the Night. And it's a flower that only comes out at night, the smell and the scent. And it's just amazing. And there's something about Antigua, particularly when I was working on this and now, that is just about tranquility and peacefulness. And so that adjective is peace. And certainly when I was thinking these fragrances, I wanted to think of a better world and a better time. And how do you sort of translate that into a juice? So it was this lady of the night. I have an apiary in Antigua. So there's honey in it and flowers. But it's intriguing to me, like how moonflower just blooms at night, that where flowers are sort of dormant during the day and then they come out and express themselves at night. So that was kind of the start for Divine Moon.
And that sounds like a more modern memory. Obviously, the apiary is yours, not your family's. The vetiver was from childhood. Are there other scents when you think back to childhood that like really remind you of childhood?
Well, I was thinking about, aside from vetiver, but my mom had this like incredible, like just tray of scents that I used to delve into and spray all of them. And, you know, certainly she had Chanel, she had Paris. So it was always like a mix. And I was always, she would throw me in the bath. I'd be like spraying perfumes. Her whole bathroom would be like just this giant, like just waft of smell every time she came in. But I've always loved fragrance and scents.
Yves Saint Laurent, it's Yves Saint Laurent, right?
The Paris.
That's not exactly a childhood fresh light
scent. No, but it was always on her, you know, that was her scent. And I actually, as I said, really liked wearing my dad's. He also had, it was called Greenwater. Do you know that one?
No, but I bet it was, is it vetiver as well?
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember who it was, but it was called Greenwater.
And how about you, like, when you were in high school, college, when did you get your own first perfume?
It was probably college, or maybe I was a little more of a tomboy in high school. So I was like, as I said, wearing my dad's scent, but I wore Chanel and...
Number 5?
No. What is the other one?
You feel like a number 19 kind of person to me. I don't know.
Why do you say that?
Because it's fresher.
I do like
it's
19.
It's like more... athletic. I don't know.
19 is a sheep.
It's
very... Yeah.
Greenish.
Yeah, which I am more green. And I did wear 19, but what's the, I'm forgetting the other one. Greenwater is by Jacques Faith. But just so you know, someone just sent that to me.
What's you the have real-time fact-checking?
Yeah, well, no,
on the,
we,
on the
I
line
have someone
with us?
Here, yeah. It wasn't me. I wasn't on my phone. What was the other Chanel one?
Jess, I feel like you're good at the Chanel fragrance.
But no. I mean, there's so many Chanel ones. There's, I mean, Coco.
And also... but I did wear 19, but there was another one. But there was also, like, I wore a couple of fragrances that are discontinued. There was one called Grande Folie. I don't know if you ever knew that one.
I don't know that one.
No.
So I just, and I also really liked, like, pure fragrances that weren't necessarily perfumes, that were, like, lavender and things like that.
Yeah.
I was over there wearing Debbie Gibson, so.
I thought you were going to say Charlie.
Oh, gosh. I did like the ads.
The ads were good.
The ads were so good with the running woman. Like, I was like, I want to be her.
Yeah. I'm not sure the juice was that good, but the ads were great.
It wasn't Chanel, but yeah, iconic nonetheless. So let's talk about, like, you know, home fragrance a bit. So around this time of year, what do you want your home to smell like? Let's talk a little bit about atmosphere, because you're not somebody who's just, well, you know, you're not just beauty, you're not just fashion. You definitely are, to use the term, a lifestyle sort of person. You're, you know, Tory Burch lifestyle brand. So let's talk about your fragrance for your home.
No, I mean, I love this time of year, and I love Christmas, and I love everything that's like around that smells, and whether it's like cinnamon or it's pine, cedar. I really love woods more than anything, mm-hmm. like even in fragrance. I love that. Like, we're coming out with a wood fragrance, and it's just how I love smelling it. It's like kind of addictive for me. So yeah, when you walk into our home, it's always like a woody smell.
And like what, I mean... Yeah, and it sounds like you're coming out with something. Like what
Santel.
Do you use right now?
No, but I like Santel. I love.
Okay. Like, are you doing like a La Labo, or you're talking about just the category?
La
okay.
No, you don't
okay.
even need to say the brand anymore.
No,
we just say Santel.
Yeah, I say Santel. Well,
wow,
it's so
good for
it's
La
so
Labo.
Beautiful. I know.
They don't even need the brand name. Okay.
Yeah, that's, I guess, a good, you understand when you say Santel. It's,
wow.
But I also like pine, and I love sort of just... That sort of, it just is so, brings back every memory from growing up. And I grew up on a farm. Now you have to translate that into the city.
Yeah. And then what do you use? Are you like a candle person? Are you a diffuser person? I mean, the way people...
I'm not a diffuser person. I'd like to be a diffuser person, but I'm a little more simple than that.
Just candles?
Just candles.
Okay, cool.
Just candles.
And then, I mean, I've never been to your home, but I have to imagine like it's spectacular. So when you like decorate, what like...
I'm a big decorator. Like, I got that from my mother. She decorates everything at every holiday possible. So whether it's Halloween, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Easter, whether it's birthdays, I mean, she always got incredibly into it. And I would say I'm a bit of a toned down version because she was so over the top, but I love decorating. So...
Can you give us like a little bit of insight? Like, can you give us like, obviously our listeners are not going to go like full on Tory Burch. It sounds like you're like really over the top, like decorating.
No, I'm not that over the top, but I love it. I have fun doing it. It's like, I love doing tables.
Give us like a little, I hate the word hack. It like drives me crazy. I just hate it. It's like on my banned list, but like, give us like a little cheat, like a Tory Burch, a tablescape, like non-negotiable. Like if we're having perfect example. I'm having people over Sunday. I don't think I have enough time to rustle up this like Tory Burch moment. But if I have 2 weeks.
I want to know what a Tory Burch moment is. Like, I want to hear your interpretation.
If I'm going to Tory Burch it up for my cousins who are coming over on Sunday.
So I'm a verb.
Okay. I'm going to Tory Burch it up. What would that look like? Just like entry-level Tory Burch it up.
Okay, entry-level. I think what's interesting is I've evolved and I'm a little more eclectic. I love mixing old and new. So it's objects found recently or things that have been around or handed down from my mother or grandmother. But I love linens, but I'm really into sort of white linens right now. And I kind of go the opposite of where people are because I felt like it got so... I like a great chintz also, and in an old-fashioned way. I'm starting with the tablecloth.
I like chintz.
Yeah, and I really
we're laying
love,
a base. Yes,
I really love old-fashioned like chintz.
I'm an '80s baby, so yeah, like I was born and like wrapped in chintz. So yeah, let's keep going.
And it's funny you say chintz with '80s, but yeah, I think of it also in a '60s way, like really like sort of. But 80s too. And then we actually just launched a mocha ware, which is like old fashioned pub china that's hand done. And we worked with this artisan who's amazing. And they're just these, like, they come in all these different like patterns. And what I love about it is you mix all the patterns. And I like creating a table that doesn't necessarily seem to make sense, but you make it work. And certainly with candles, and I do my own flowers. I love it.
I think this takes off a lot of pressure because I think when people have people over, they're like, okay, we got to get all the good stuff. It matches. It's perfect.
No, I think it's not interesting to think that way, to just think that you have to have like your good anything. I think what's interesting is to show your personality and to try and, you know, there can be some hit or misses, wins and non-wins, sort of like the way you dress. There's some definite don'ts in my past.
I love this. Okay. I've just felt my shoulders relax. The pressure's off.
I think if you have great lighting also and candles, that's like a big start to having a successful night.
Okay. Now let's talk about the music. Okay. We've got the lighting, the candles, some hits and some misses on the table. Okay.
Hopefully
the eclecticism is a hit. Yeah.
How about just take risk, not be boring.
No, but I love it. And I'm going to say this, Tory. I think a lot of people think Tory Burch, you know, and this is like from, you know, not people who know you closely, but people who are from far away, they probably think Tory Burch is perfect. You know, like.
Well, that is really funny. And I've sort of heard that, believe it or not. And anyone who knows me would laugh at that. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But from far away, you know, it's like you seem perfect.
Perception and reality. Yeah, so that's not the case. And
I love the idea of
imperfect. And to me, perfection is really not interesting.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, They have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. Yeah. No. Okay. This is awesome. Okay. So, all right. So here we are at the dinner party that I'm throwing on Sunday. Okay. It's already, I feel so much better about it.
Will you send me a picture? I want to see, I want to see the end result.
It's going to look like crap and you're going to love it. Okay. So the lights are low, the candles are going, and then let's talk about music because you have amazing taste
in music. Like your website.
Thank you.
You always have awesome playlists. You have such eclectic taste. I love music. I'm a big music person. And I always get like new finds from you.
I love music.
What kind of music are we playing?
I mean, right now I would do a little
holiday time. It's holiday
time. Bing Crosby with David Bowie. He has the best music, best little drummer boy I've ever heard in my life. And I could listen to it over and over again. But I like Blind Boys of Alabama. I mean, I like really eclectic, weird music, but I also like rap. And I'm really obsessed with music and always have been. I mean, I was just talking to my brothers about like my first concert in ninth grade was going to the Grateful Dead. And so it's...
You went in big guns for the first concert.
I was really into music. But so I just think music says a lot about, you know, also you want it to be additive. You don't want to take away from your dinner on Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Chintz and rap. That's what Jess is going for.
Do you like Christmas music? Because I think there's some really good Christmas music.
Jen and I were just talking about that the other day. Like, I feel like I like more like classic Christmas music, and then I like more like 80s Christmas music. I don't like the current.
You do like the Wham
music.
You like that Wham one.
Wham.
Yeah, like Wham.
I haven't heard of Wham in so long.
I love Wham. And I was saying I like the more melancholy Christmas music, like Band-Aid, like Do You Know It's Christmas? Do They Know It's Christmas? I don't like the new pop Christmas.
Oh, I don't like that either.
Don't like it. It's a very...
Do you know an artist? My boys teach me a lot about music, but they have a really good friend called Bakar. Do you know his music?
The Car?
No, Bakar. B-A-K-A-R. He's really good.
I'll check it out.
Check him out. I don't know about for your holiday party, but it's really good.
I think we should keep this holiday party like analogy going because I have some other questions, but we're going to apply them to Jess since she's having a party right now.
By the way, it's like a family party. This isn't like some like rager.
I know, it doesn't matter. Hostess gifts. So I had people over last night for dinner and they brought the best thing. They brought a toy for my dog because they knew I had a dog.
I love that kind of hostess.
That's cute.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah.
And so when they got there, the dog, of course, is barking and then they pull out this toy and like, you know, you've just
won
over the dog and me.
That's good.
What do you bring? Yeah. Tell me.
Well, I kind of have one thing that I'm kind of known for. I love flowers, but I collect antique vases. And so I always bring sort of, you know, do them myself in an antique vase or,
That's nice.
It could be finding it at a flea market, but just an unusual vase.
Do you have a vase closet? Like you,
I do.
If you see it,
I have a vase basement area.
So you could just go in there and find one that's right
and
for the person that, that's fun.
You can get them for like $10 online. I mean, it's actually really fun to do.
That brings me to another question. Like, what do you get? This is a very like town and country sort of like gift guide thing. But like, what do you get for the person? I think we all, not us all, but a lot of people listening might have that, whether it's like a gift for like your boss or like that friend that's like so annoying because they have like everything. It's like very uncomfortable to give a gift to somebody who kind of has everything.
I know, but you know, I always sort of, I would prefer not to bring a candle. I think that's like a little annoying, but I would get a book. I love,
that's
like,
a nice one.
I love kind of weird books and, you know, I just think if you can get a vintage book or if it's someone who loves decorating, old decorating books or really old cookbooks are really fun.
That's a nice idea. Because that's where, like, it gets weird. Like, you don't know what to...
No, but
it's, like,
if you
awkward.
Find, like, really vintage entertaining books or
that's
vintage cookbooks, it's really fun to
And
get.
Very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. Okay.
Yeah, like and also tip. People don't have that, and they're easy to find.
I'm going to put those in the closet with the vases so we can bring them out. Let's keep it going. Jess's party. What are we wearing?
Okay.
Let's talk holiday dressing.
Oof.
What are we wearing? I again, try to not have a... I get dressed so last minute, so it's really, I wish I had a little more time to be thoughtful of that. But yeah, so I have a jacket on I would wear to a holiday party because it's reversible and you can wear it to work or even reverse it and you have a velvet jacket.
Wait, so Tori's wearing, because folks can't see you, you're wearing like this cute reversible, it's gold on the inside, like quilted.
No, it's sort of, right? It's not gold. It's like a, it's sort of like a just neutral.
Oh,
like
okay.
Cotton.
Sorry.
It's cotton and like this stitched on the inside and then it's velvet.
It's beautiful.
Thank
oh, wow.
You.
That's gorgeous.
I didn't wear it thinking that you would have that question, by the way.
No, it's really chic.
We had a lot of parties. Like, I don't know if this is happening so much this year with, you know, things have changed so much, but they're like, we're going to do it right after work. So everybody just like dress festive for work.
Put on your sparkliness.
I hate it.
Like, when I see a question like that, I think anti-sparkliness or something. But I will say we have a sparkly knit sweater right now that I absolutely love.
I think with a little irony, that could be cool.
Yeah, with
right?
irony. It just can't be all like that.
I'm not mad at a sparkly knit. I'm sorry. I like
no,
a sparkly knit.
I actually like it.
But I like them.
I like them too, but it's just funny. You know,
it's either
I mean?
That
you know what
or,
I mean by sparkliness.
Yes. Of course I do.
A little viscose, stretchy. The other one is the statement earring. I feel like people's go-to, like, well, I'm going to be festive. I'm just putting on these fun earrings with my regular work outfit.
I promise this isn't show and tell, and I promise I had these on my desk anyway. But when Emily's asked me about that question, I'm like, oh, I could pull on these.
Yes. So are you into that idea? No?
It's amazing how it changes the look.
Those are
huge.
Oh, my
God, that's so good.
You can hear them. And brass and vintage, and I don't even know what's going on there.
These are vintage and brass, and I got them from my design team, but I don't even know who they are. But I just thought, these are festive.
Yeah, and the sound is even – that's a very festive sound you'd bring to the party as well.
Yeah, I have kind of bells on it.
Oh, my God, that's so good. Okay.
Did we give anybody tips? Like, what do we do? But I think we have some thoughts on that.
Layer. I do think it's easy to put on a little more eyeliner.
Okay.
Maybe. Just on the top.
You're ready to go. Okay, but what about, let's talk about more about the makeup. Okay, so you have the eyeliner. You're not going to do like a full face, right?
I'm not a big makeup, big full face type of person. That said, I do like some makeup. And I like what Gucci's doing, Westman. I like some of her colors are really beautiful.
Okay.
And trying to think of my go-tos. I wear like tinted moisturizer and everything I love is discontinued. Let's start there.
Wait, like what else do you love that's discontinued? This is like a safe space to rant.
Every single color I love, every product I love, every time I actually think I like something, it's discontinued.
From what brands?
From like the base makeup from Armani that I have to like this little brush for flyaways to a Sue Devitt color for her eyeliner.
Sue Devitt, I haven't heard about her in a minute.
Well, like her eyeliner, but it's
those
discontinued.
Those fat ones.
Yeah.
Chubby sticks.
They were great. She had this
amazing like purpley color that I loved and it's gone.
I know so many people who love that color. It was like purple without being purple. And
not
it was
purple,
it just made
but it was like eggplant.
Plummy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. You're right. Oh, let's see if we can find them on eBay.
It's like if I love it, it gets discontinued.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know.
Okay. So your makeup maybe isn't that different. Do you wear fragrance when you're thinking about like, okay, this is a more festive fragrance, or you still are wearing like your everyday?
I mean, I don't do that personally, but I always
You
like,
keep it the same.
I know, but I change it up, but it's not because I want to be festive or not. Like I don't have a festive fragrance, but maybe
Do you do an updo? A hair updo? Is that in the
I put it up myself with a rubber band. I'm sort of a get ready quickly type of person, which is not always a good thing. I should give it a little more thought sometimes.
I think that we had on, Bobbi Brown was on and she was saying like, okay, you got your hair, your makeup, your fashion. You just have to have one of them be a little bit.
That's true.
Which I've relied on that advice since then. Is there any like strategy for you? Like here's just like, if you're going to be needing to look a little bit special, like this is it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if I can get dressed at home, which isn't always the case, often I'm getting dressed from the office, I can have a little more thoughtful time. But my hair is the worst. Like I don't like big hairdos. So for me, it's I don't really like have a lot of patience getting it blown out a lot. So I generally, if I do get it blown out, I like it and it's great. But otherwise, I generally put it up myself.
You don't want to sit there for an hour and a half.
No. Oh no.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm getting a picture of your personality based on your beauty stuff, and I like it. I feel like I understand you're a woman on the go. Like, you can't be fussing with this stuff.
Well, when I think of beauty, I think of like less is more, and how do you solve problems, and like where you don't have so many steps, because that's just not who I don't like all the steps.
Why not? Is it you don't like the ritual of it?
Well, no, it's not even the ritual. I probably would like it. I just don't have the patience or generally the time to do that. So I would like to accomplish a nice effect, but also have it easy.
I see. Moving back into our party sphere, I wanted to talk about like, okay, we've got our fashion, beauty, all that stuff, social stuff. So I get like, I don't know why I'm having you be my lifestyle guru right now, Tori, but like,
she is a lifestyle guru. She is a lifestyle guru.
I know. We're going to a New Year's Eve party, and it's intimidating to me. Like when there's a lot of people in a room, like, do you have a go-to, like, I'm going to go stand on this wall and get a drink and wait?
Yeah. My first stop is probably like get a drink, but I'm not a big drinker. So it's sort of like maybe just the idea of holding a glass. I'm not like one that just, I love parties and I love seeing people because I don't do it. I don't go out a lot. So when I do, it's kind of, you know, more special and fun. But I take my time with people. I'm not like one that's like, you know, floating around all over. I like having fun conversations, but I'm a little more shy unless they're good friends.
Would you call yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I'm definitely a Gemini. I'm both. And my father was a complete introvert and my mom is a complete extrovert. So I am 100% in the middle. Mm-hmm. I have definitely two sides.
And like after party, this is how Jess and I always judge, like, are you really an introvert? Do you feel like that was so fun, I'm energized, or I need to go sleep for 12 hours?
No, I'm not. I actually have fun. I'm not like I need to sleep for 12 hours type of person. I actually don't sleep. I'd love to sleep for 12 hours.
You don't. Well, how much sleep do you get a night?
I don't sleep a lot. I get like 6 hours a night if it's a great sleep, but 5 hours generally. Since I was little, I've never needed a lot of sleep.
That's so great.
I don't know. I don't know if it's healthy or not. I feel like everything I read is like you need more sleep.
Well, I mean, like you do need more sleep. I wish I could function like that.
I wish I could.
I need a lot more.
Ugh. No, it's good though. I wish I could sleep.
Guys, I think this brings us to the New Year's resolution portion of it all, because I was in New Year's mode. Do you do those, Tori? Do you make resolutions?
I mean, not habitually, but I you know, want to drink more water and less Diet Coke. I quit Diet Coke. That was not that I ever was like a giant Diet Coke drinker. I don't know. It just sort of, you know, started feeling better to drink water. And I had to like actually consciously make myself drink water. And now I really love it.
You're with the wrong crowd here.
I know. Well,
we love Diet Coke.
Well, so did I. And you know, give yourself a couple of years. You might decide differently.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
My big vice was Diet Coke.
That's a healthy. That's not so bad of a vice as far as vices
go.
No, I'm glad to see that you're on the other side. I'd like to get there one day. You look great.
Working out is also something like, you know, if I can convince, I have two dogs that I'm obsessed, three dogs. I always forget the little one. poor Hercules.
His name's Hercules.
That's so sad. He's this big.
Oh my God. He's little and his name's Hercules.
He was my rescue dog. I rescued him from my ex-husband like 15 years ago.
What kind of dog is Hercules?
I have no idea. He looks like a guinea pig.
And oh my he's God. Like, this whole story.
My boys love him. And so he is amazing. But, you know, in the morning I wake up and I'm like, okay, do I work out or do I wait for my dogs to come in and play with the dogs? And it's like this conscious decision every morning. So one of my New Year's resolutions is to, you know, make the right decision there. Make good decisions, as I say.
So
to my
play
husband.
With the dogs.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a little bit of both. I feel like my dog comes bounding in and it's like, okay, I'll throw things with him and that'll be a workout because all he wants is to chase things. Okay, so your Tory Burch Beauty is like kicking off with these fragrances. So what about the resolutions for Tory Burch Beauty in 2023 and beyond? Like, what do you want to do with this new world you're in?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've loved working with Shiseido and these fragrances, and I'd love to start thinking about what that means. I haven't started, to be honest, to expand it in a meaningful way, and even in my head. I think this year will be the time for that, to think about what that means and sort of what we want to develop further.
Well, we know there's something woodsy coming, right?
Those are coming out, and those I love. I mean, I have to say, like, for the Middle East type fragrances, they've never really been something that I love or would want to wear. The ones that we've made, the ones that I've smelled in the past, I'm really obsessed with them. There's a leather one that I couldn't love more.
Oh, so we're going like oudy and leathery and resiny. Okay, got it.
But I think it's really, when we started to think about it, it was for the Middle East. But I think it's much more, it's really something that we will sell in the U.S. and everywhere. I hope it resonates.
Nice. Yeah. Before we let you go, I didn't ask this. I probably should have asked. But can you tell us some of your favorite makeup, hair, skincare? Like, do you have, besides the Westman?
You know what I love for hair? I don't know if you guys use this, but is Olaplex. It's like changed my hair. And it's
really?
It's just the best shampoo. And my mom gave it to me, and I just think, I don't know what's in it or why, but it's really great. And then as far as I like Guerlain which has a serum that is, I think, rooted in gardenia. It's really beautiful.
I was going to say honeybees is in a lot of the Guerlain stuff, and said you had an apiary. I was like, pretty. This is on brand.
Which color is it? Which color?
Oh, it's not. It's for, I was talking skincare. About a serum for skin.
No, I mean, but like, what color is the bottle? Because they have a bunch of different serums.
I think it's purple.
Purple? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But their products are really beautiful.
Yeah. Nice.
And then, I'm looking at what I have, MAC I wear for lipstick, but I wear a lot of different things.
What's your MAC color?
Lipstick Queen I wear. I don't know what color this is. Can you see what color that is? Handing it off.
Daddy's Girl.
Oh, Daddy's Girl.
Are you kidding?
I am, I didn't know that, actually.
That's actually a sweet, like just a sweet sentiment there, isn't it?
That is sweet. That is sweet. I was a Daddy's Girl, and I miss him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this time of year brings it up for a lot of us. Before we let you go, we do a little bit of a speed round of questions. Are you up for it?
Yeah.
Jess, I feel like you can run this speed round.
Okay.
Go for
Ready.
It.
Ready. Okay, what is your favorite holiday food?
Ginger cookies.
Do you make them?
Or like a gingerbread?
No, ginger snap cookies.
You don't make them though, do you?
Yes.
Oh, you
do?
We
make them.
Oh, wow.
Am I a baker? No. Or a big cook? No. But we do make them. I have a lot of kids. So that's definitely one of our pastimes.
And what's your favorite, what's your favorite holiday scent? Not like a fragrance you can buy or anything, but just like, what is your favorite?
Pine cones.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Or fireplace.
You already answered this. Favorite holiday song.
Let's switch it and not be holiday.
Favorite song?
How about workout song? We'll get you in your New Year's mode. Do you have a workout song that like pumps you up to like exercise?
No. I mean, yes, many. But I was just thinking a favorite song is Neil Young, Harvest Moon.
That's a beautiful song.
It's a good name That's for my perfume or, too. Huh?
It's beautiful.
That was my friend's wedding song. It's so beautiful. And what do you like to do after a party to wind down?
Take a bath.
Can I ask what's in the bath water? Or you just go in, just nobody's doing a tepid, clear water bath.
No, I actually have, I do like bubble baths, but I don't have them often. But I have it's kind of a sea mud lotion. It's like a sea mud salt type of thing. I don't know exactly who makes it. And then I have a rose, it's kind of rose petal bath salts.
Pretty. Tori, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.com.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.